You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yeah. We are definitely ready to play.
Come on now.
So why don't we meet these players and get to know them?
Where the play is at?
Players. The ladies are going first today, so we're going to meet Lori first. Hi, Lori. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you all today?
We're great, Lori.
We've had a fun day so far.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, let's hope it gets better.
Well, yeah, the girls are counting on you. I know that. Yeah. What do you do, Lori?
Okay. I work for a trade exchange. We help companies barter their business with each other.
Bartering business. I like that. What could we barter, do you think? If you listen to our show, how would we fit into that?
You know, thinking about it, we could probably help you out with, like, donations from other companies that could help you guys for different countries.
We need, like, T-shirts. T-shirts.
Yeah. Hmm. I'd have to think about what you would do to barter, what services you would barter for us.
Yeah, service.
It's a tough business to barter.
The thing is, it would be airtime. It would be commercial time.
Well, advertising, yes, obviously. Advertising is what you
do. Okay.
Our company would never do that.
Why not? Lots of companies do. We actually have radio advertising.
The problem, here is that we're the number one show, and so they can charge a gazillion dollars to advertise with us, and so
they make a lot of money off us.
What you charge, and then you get those other things in return for the same value.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know how bartering works. I'm just saying. I don't think they'll.
I don't
do
know
that.
What we'll do with 2 million T-shirts.
Hey, put that phone up to your mouth.
Yeah, it's
so
hard to hear you.
You're dragging that phone away. Get that up to your mouth.
Well, I'm glad you do what you do. That's
thank you for doing that.
That's a cool gig.
And you already know the girls are counting on you today. Let's meet the dude who's going to try to win it all for the boys this month. Hello, Devin.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
We are doing great, Devin.
Sure are.
Excellent.
What do you do for a living?
I'm actually an emergency department trauma technician.
Ooh, that sounds intense.
He's saving lives as well.
You
got to
have steady hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some days with enough caffeine, they stay steady.
Really? I think that would have the opposite effect.
Yeah, I was saying, wait a minute.
You'd have the jitters.
I don't know if I wanted an emergency tech guy who's had like 7 cups of coffee.
Give me a knife. I need a knife, knife.
I'd be surprised.
He saved some lives?
Of course he has.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, Dom. On a good day.
It's been known to happen.
See, heroes like that don't talk about it, and they don't brag
you
about it.
You should talk about it.
They're like, yeah, no big deal. Saved a life today. What'd you do, loser?
But he said occasionally, so.
Well, not every day.
I'm a little worried about that.
No, not every day.
He's like, they mostly die. That's what I got out of that.
Oh, no.
That's what I got out of that. He's like, I'm not that good.
He's the bumbling emergency tech.
I mean, we don't keep track of points per month and per year, so, you know, you may never know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somebody knows somewhere.
There's a scorecard somewhere.
You still have a job, somebody, so you're probably doing, you're doing okay.
Spreadsheet.
We'll take okay.
My God, this is getting grim. We're moving on now. Here's the way the game works. Jeremy is going to ask Lori some questions that guys are probably more likely to know. And then I got questions for Devin that women are probably more likely to know. Best out of 3 will win. We'll get the prize. We'll be going to the melting pot. They'll also get a point for their side. We alternate who goes first. Today, it is the ladies, Jeremy.
All right, sweet Lori. Here we go. What is the full title of that brand new Ghostbusters movie that comes out tomorrow?
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
I know the name of that.
It's
Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I was just reading some of the reviews, and they don't sound too good.
I just did a screenshot of somebody, too, and I just couldn't think of it. Okay.
Yeah,
I want to see it still, though.
The critics are not being kind to it
at
so
all.
Far.
At all, which is sad.
Yeah,
they've been a little cheesy, but they've been fun, too.
I mean, even really Ghostbusters 2, 30-something years
they've
ago.
They've all been really cheesy.
Yeah, that's one of those franchises that should not have been a franchise. It should have been a standalone movie.
Mm.
You remember that article I wrote called Just Let It Be Good? Just walk away and let it be good.
Let it be good.
Devin, who was just named the sexiest man alive by People Magazine?
Oh, that's going to be Paul Rudd.
That is
correct. Who is in that Ghostbusters Afterlife movie?
That's right.
Oh, hey, look at that.
He is a good-looking guy.
Oh, settle down.
No, I will go farther than that. He's dreamy is what he is.
He's not dreamy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Doesn't
what?
Age.
Yeah, he's totally dreamy.
Dreamy?
Yeah, I can say that.
Now things are
I've
getting weird.
I've been crazy about him since he was on Clueless.
Really? Oh, so that's way back machine that. There, yeah. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
You guys can have him.
Yeah. Back to Lori.
Lori, let's see here. Angry Orchard is a brand of what?
It is cider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alcoholic
hard
beverage.
Cider.
I can pop beer and cider any day.
Do you?
Can you now?
I like hard cider a lot.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Back to Devin. Breaking Dawn, Eclipse, and New Moon are all titles from this best-selling book series. What book series is that?
It's the Twilight Saga.
Durr.
Oh, dang.
That was an easy one.
Was that easy?
Really easy.
Oh. It's definitely a chick series, though.
Yeah, not to dime myself out, but I definitely read those when I was younger.
You did read them, huh? Well, that's
yeah.
fine.
I did.
My wife made me watch all the movies.
Made
she,
you.
She read the Please. Books, and then she's like, you gotta watch these with me. They're really good. Nope.
Let me reset the situation for everybody here. If Lori gets this, she ties up the game, and Devin will still have one chance to avoid overtime. However,
yes.
if Lori does not get this, not only is the game over, but the boys will win the month and tie it back up for the year going into December.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the pressure on you, Lori.
This
are
is
you,
intense.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, well, I already choked on the Ghostbusters question, so let's see what
we can do. No, you'll be fine.
This is fine.
You'll be fine.
This is a car question.
Okay.
How do they measure the amount of oil they are putting in your car during an oil change? How do they measure that?
How do they measure that? Probably with the dipstick.
Will you accept that?
No, that's not what I'm looking for. Was the wording poor on that?
Because okay. I know, because yeah. you've...
The
you
amount of oil going in...
Going in...
Is measured by...
Because once it's already in, then you measure it
right.
with the dipstick.
So during the oil change, they're adding oil in. What is that measurement? Your car calls for how many...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It's the,
how many quarts? By the
there,
quarts?
That's fine. You've got quarts.
That's
yeah.
it. Okay.
I didn't understand.
That one maybe involved a little explaining.
Okay. It was the wording. It was the,
a little bit of the wording.
The verbiage.
I made it.
Yay.
What I know is that it's now tied up 2-2, and if Devin gets this, he wins the game, the boys win the month.
Ooh.
If he misses it, we go to sudden death overtime, and the first one to get one right will win.
All right.
Are you ready, Mr. Devin?
I'm ready. I'm feeling it.
All right. Brad Mondo is a famous YouTuber known for helping women with their what? Take a guess.
Eyebrows.
I'm not going to allow
yeah,
it.
That's another one.
I mean, it is hair, but he's best known for helping them with the hair on top of their head.
Yeah.
He does YouTube
wow.
videos for their hair. And so, oh, yeah. yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, your eyebrows are on here.
I know.
Well,
it's, the it's the spirit of it, Lifesaver, okay? It's the spirit.
All right.
You know, you've also got, you know, hair on, you know, your knuckles or whatever. That's not the same thing, right? So we're tied. We're going to
tied
sudden death
up.
Overtime. First one to get one right wins. Lori's
oh,
going
man.
First. If she gets it, the guys are choking again.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, Lori, here we go. What kind of vehicle was used as the time machine in the Back to the Future movies?
Oh, easy.
What?
That would be a DeLorean.
Game over. Yeah, that's...
Wow. Wow.
It's one of the easiest questions of all
what?
Time.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree.
What? Definitely. I have a note on here. The last time I asked that, it was a fail. She didn't get it.
Yeah, but...
So. I'm a child of the 80s, so...
Oh, well, there you go. Well, how was I supposed to know?
How could you know?
How could I know?
Oh, Devin, you know, you had the lead, and then Lori stormed back.
You're going to save 10 lives today, though, so you're still a winner.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But we do need you to take a little bit of medicine, which is right up your alley. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
They rule today, my friend. Listen, we appreciate you listening. Have a great day, buddy, okay?
Hey, you as well.
Thanks,
man.
I think he was a little bummed.
Well, that happens.
I think he was, too. He had a couple really easy questions.
Well, you know what? He can suck it up.
Hey, well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
It was all you. You did all the hard work.
We appreciate you. Listen, if you will, you're going to be going to the melting pot. If you'll stand by, Josh will come back and he'll have a few words with you, okay?
Wonderful. Right. Thank you.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. So, the boys started the month 3-0.
Yeah.
They only needed 4 to win the month. The girls have now won the last 3 in a row to tie it
up
for the month.
Well done, ladies.
Wow.
Good job.
And here's the thing. You talk about dramatic. If the girls win the next game, they win the year.
Ooh-wee.
Because they'll be up 6 months to 4 with 1 tie. The boys have got to win the month to stay alive for the year. We're off next week.
Yes, we are.
Which means it comes down to that Tuesday. What is it?
30th.
30th?
Yeah.
The last day of the month.
That's it.
Is when it'll be for all the marbles.
All right.
Wow. It's fun, though. Thanks to everybody who plays this game.